Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome back. This is WGN. I am Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez tonight. I'll be with you until 2 a.m. when Nick DiGiulio will take over. Hey, you know who's coming on with Nick? Steve and Johnny.
Oh, my God. I saw that. I saw them post that. I'm very excited about that.
I'm hoping they come in early so I can hug
them. Yeah, come to say hi to us.
They're really good huggers.
They're great people.
They're really good at a lot of stuff. Tremendous humans. Yeah. Tremendous humans. Mm-hmm. Here's another tremendous human. Wow, that's a professional segue. I learned that in broadcasting school. Sam Brinton is a tremendous human, and he is the man behind 50 bills, 50 states. Sam, how are you?
I am doing so great. It has been a little bit chilly, obviously, here in D.C. I've heard it's a little bit even colder there.
Don't even talk. Don't even. Don't even say chilly.
I shouldn't complain.
So, 50 bills, 50 states. Let me give you people who don't know Sam yet, because you will, because he's a world changer. Sam is, I'm not kidding, a nuclear scientist. However, in his spare time, he actually is a senior policy advisor to the president and to our government on nuclear issues. And in his spare time, he's decided that he's going to start a movement called 50 Bills, 50 States that is going to definitely discredit but make illegal conversion therapy. So before we get into this conversation, if you could give me a brief, I guess, synopsis for those who don't understand what conversion therapy is.
Absolutely. And it's an interesting question because I think a lot of people don't realize that conversion therapy is even still happening because we don't really know what it is. So conversion therapy is basically the dangerous and discredited practice of trying to change someone's sexual orientation or gender identity. So in layman's terms, it's the lies that are sometimes told to parents where they try to change their child from being gay into being a straight child or being transgender into a cisgender child. So it's pretty harmful on the kids, and it's really, really just snake oil salesmen giving some untrue facts to law-abiding citizens, and we're hoping to stop that.
All right. Now, the way I've always heard of this, and I've heard it from friends who are survivors. You are a survivor, considered a survivor of conversion therapy. Identify as that. This is I've always kind of heard the term, and I'm putting this in air quotes: "Pray the gay away." So this is sort of a lot of religion in some of this, but also therapists as well who have been involved in this.
There's a variety of ways that people can access this. Sometimes it is a pastor praying the gay away. Sometimes it's a parent telling a child to be more of a man and, you know, act more like your mother or do something in a defined gender role. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's even being taken, you know, to a camp where these types of therapy are practiced through aversion techniques where you try to provide a bad stimulus with whatever sexual thoughts are being brought forward so that you don't want to have those sexual thoughts. That can be everywhere from a rubber band snap on your wrist to what I sadly had to experience, which was all the way up to electroshock therapy. These are all different forms of conversion therapy, and none of them are effective. Most of them are harmful.
Okay. So with this movement, because Illinois, I'm sitting in Chicago on Michigan Avenue in the Allstate Showcase studio. We have legislation here in Illinois. So when you say 50 bills in 50 states, what's trying to be accomplished? Because some of us already have laws that protect our youth.
And it's astounding, right? If you live in Illinois, you were lucky to know that the governor signed in August of 2015, a bill protecting LGBT kids from conversion therapy. However, only 5 states in the entire country have protected those kids, and that leaves 45 states left to go. So in those states that we have already passed legislation, we're hoping to do a renewed conversation, right? We hope Illinois either passes a resolution or has an event or says something saying, we are proud to be one of the states that protects kids in this way. And if you are not, we're hoping from Illinois and from those states. Those states, by the way, just to make sure that everyone knows, is California, Illinois, New Jersey, Oregon, Vermont, and my lovely Washington, D.C. taxation without representation. We're not a state, but we still count. So all of that to say, if you're not from one of those places, you deserve to live in a state where that conversation has been started. And that's why I'm doing this movement. The astounding work by the National Center for Lesbian Rights and the Human Rights Campaign and the Trevor Project have really laid the groundwork. The Born Perfect campaign for the National Center for Lesbian Rights has gotten these five states this far. And my whole goal is to support those efforts by making sure that whether you're in Wyoming or Kansas or Mississippi or Massachusetts, you should have a bill starting the conversation to end conversion therapy.
Okay. This is, to make this legal, does this cover ministers and religious groups from, does it prevent them from doing this as well because of the whole separation of church and state legality?
Yeah, it's a big issue. So as a person of faith, I'm in church every Sunday. I get to preach every once in a while. I'm very clear with my friends that this will not impede a church's ability to say what they want to say. However, if you are a licensed therapist, I think of it like this. We would never let a doctor, even if they were religious, we would never let a doctor hurt you with medicine. But if a therapist is saying these things that might try to change your sexual orientation and try to stifle who you truly are, that's just like a pill. That's just like a medical situation. So we're trying to say, if you're a licensed therapist, you will not be able to practice conversion therapy on people under the age of 18. Now, that most pastors are not licensed therapists, so that will not impact them. However, if you, for example, are a pastor, you can say it on Sunday, but if they're paying for it on Monday, that may be where your problem is.
Okay, so that would be considered fraudulent then.
Exactly.
All right. There are so many nuances to this. We are merely dabbling into what this is. But this movement is only, what, like 2 weeks old? This is brand new.
About a week and a half, yeah.
So listeners of WGN, we're getting this information to you soon and right off the bat. The website is 50bills50states.org. And let me actually define that a little bit. It's 50bills, 50states. So the number and then bills and then the number and then the states.org. And you can go onto this website and get more information about this movement. One of the cool things that has happened, especially because this is completely in its infancy, is the fact that this is being documented by the Library of Congress as a movement. They're keeping track of what's happening. It's remarkable that this has happened so soon in your progression.
I'm truly honored by how fast this has grown and how many people have supported it. In 6 days, 50 Bill 50 States raised over $10,000 to do this work. We already have a website up. We have ambassadors and legislation already starting in over 10 states, 10 states that did not have bills before. So it's really taking off. I'm excited for the historical concepts, the documentary, the books, the Library of Congress work. It's going to make sure that at the very start, we're making sure that this movement is captured for those who follow behind us, so that if the next issue wants to use this style of campaigning and this style of outreach, they're ready to go from day one. We're really excited. I think we're on the cusp of greatness, and it's really it's exciting to be surrounded by so many people who have such passion for protecting our kids.
That's what's so neat, is the fact that you're going at this to really protect the new generation and what's ahead for them, and protect them from what you experienced and what you know others have as well. For those who want to get involved, I know the website has a place where you can volunteer. Who are you looking for? What do you need to help move this forward?
It's a Great question. So the perfect answer is I need everybody. Hannah, you are doing your job right now by helping volunteer in your own special kind of way. So first, I need everyone to know that you live somewhere. So wherever you live may or may not be protected against conversion therapy, and we need to know that. We need to volunteer, say that you want to help, so that way we can maybe add you as an ambassador. We could have you connect to local organizations that might want to work on this, that are starting in their infancy, and then meet with a legislature. When you're meeting with a legislator, you don't have to be a policy expert. That's kind of where we've already got the great lawyers and research team ready to go. We just want to make sure that it's coming from a voice locally. And so you live somewhere, and we need volunteers who live in each of these states. Second, if you don't really want to do the policy thing, it's websites and outreach and research and historical work and a school network and a church network. All of these are growing, obviously, in real time, and it's only been a couple weeks, but we have hundreds of volunteers wanting to do each of these tasks, and we want you to be able to help do some of that work as well. And finally, it's telling someone. The most important thing every single one of your listeners could do is tell two people tonight or tomorrow when they wake up over coffee is about conversion therapy. It's still happening, and working together, we're going to make sure that it doesn't happen to our next generation.
All right, Sam, I can't thank you enough. I know it's late for you. The website is 50 bills, 50 states, 50 bills, 50 states.org. Sam, thank you so much, and we'll follow along the story as it develops.
Thanks, Hannah.
Absolutely. All right, Hannah Stanley, we are going to get you to news. I promise, a quick break, and then straight to Rob Martier. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez. More after this.